Hey, Don. So I asked Quinn about, his impressions of the 15-0 run that you guys had end of third quarter, fourth quarter. And he said he felt like there was, kind of pride in the defensive effort during that stretch. What worked for you guys defensively so well as the game went on?
I think the biggest thing is just communication. We were locked in from the jump, 1 through 5. If there are any mistakes made, we had each other's back. So I think that's the biggest thing, just communication and just being there for each other. And you saw that throughout the run. The offense took care of itself, but getting back in transition, communicating, and doing the little things.
Andy Larson.
How important was this win for you? I mean, you said on a Friday or Saturday that this is the game that you guys had to win. You come out and do this. I mean, was it more important than the average game, or just again, one of 82?
I mean, yeah, you don't want to lose. We're only going to lose 5 straight. In this series, we're 2-0. This is a big game for the division to win the series 3-0. And then on top of that, obviously Rudy coming back. You want to play well. Right? We hadn't played well as a group. And we finally figured it out a little bit tonight. And we got another test tomorrow. So tonight was good. It was a good step forward. We just got to keep doing it. We can't just say, all right, we did it tonight and we're back. You got to continue to do it night after night.
Tony Jones.
What were you guys able to accomplish defensively, especially over the last 3 quarters that made you guys a little bit more successful tonight?
Like I said, with the 15-0 run, our shifts were huge. Communication, we talked to each other, had each other's back, knew where we were supposed to be. There was some familiarity with the them because we had just played them, so kind of knowing where things are kind of helps too. But just being able to be in the spots for each other, I think that's the biggest thing, because obviously having Rudy back helps, but at the end of the day, you can't just do it on his own. We got to go out there and continue to communicate and do what we do. And just having each other's back, I think, is the biggest thing that I would say from tonight. Just continuing to battle, to fight, compete, and we did that throughout the entire game.
Ryan Miller.
Yeah, Don, you guys had a pretty big rest advantage tonight with them playing their third game in 4 nights. How do you kind of best take advantage of that?
Run. I tried to push the pace as much as I can. We had 2 good practices preparing for this one. They had a blowout last night, so they got to rest a little bit. But at the end of the day, when they're on a three and four, you got to continue to run and put the pressure on. They made a push. In the fourth or the third, I think it was 81 to 80 or something like that. But after that, we kind of countered to continue to do what we did. And, that's what it's going to take, just being relentless, and not really feeling sorry, for them having, that type of thing in their schedule. Their nights, we've had that too. So you just got to go out there and just continue to, compete and push the pace a little bit more, when you know that, they may be a little fatigued.
Ben Anderson, last question.
Donovan, maybe this is obvious, but when you talk about communication, do you literally just mean you guys are verbalizing kind of where defenders are or what you need to be doing, or what does that mean to you?
Honestly, it's as simple as that. Not to say we didn't do it before. I think, when you watch, we had 3 days off, 2 days off. Like, when you have days off and we had a finally practice and you could sit down and watch film extensively as a group, it's easy for us to say, okay, you could be here. All right, we should do this. We should do that. As opposed to really watching it on the road, because you watch it in film, and you go on the court and you do it, in practice. So you're getting those reps and those familiarity. Because it's one thing to just show it on film and go out there and do it, especially in a tough stretch where you have COVID, you don't have our bigs, we don't travel to Toronto. Like, there's so many ins and outs, throughout the 4-game streak. So, now to finally be back, have most of our guys back, have a practice, sit down and watch. We're able to talk, and we know what to say to each other. You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing. Hold everybody accountable, and know where we need to be, because sometimes it's tough when you've guys in and out. We hadn't played small ball really well, though. I think we did a really good job tonight with it, because we watched it. We've seen it and continue to, rep it out. So now when we're communicating in the game, it's second nature.